More than 1 million refugees and migrants seeking asylum entered Germany last year. Their arrival strained many public services. German schools have coped by grouping new arrivals in special welcome classes where they learn the language and get used to a new system before being plunged into regular classrooms. Sonja Narang went to see a welcome class in action at an elementary school in a small town south of Berlin.
Es gibt Lieder über Autos, bum, bum, bum. Und auch Lieder übers Bienchen, zum, zum, zum.
The children in the welcome class are sitting in a circle on the floor. They're of different ages, between 6 and 12. Though it's early morning, these kids are singing their hearts out in German. It's a language they just started learning. 6 months ago, Eigenhurt Primary School took in 16 refugee kids from a neighboring town where the schools were already overcrowded. It was daunting at first, but the school quickly found a young college grad, Caroline Discher, who could teach a special German language class. She hesitated at first.
I wasn't really sure if this is the right job for me. I was really afraid because I heard of other classes like this, that the students don't know any rules, that their behavior is really bad, and that I thought, oh my goodness, what happens if the students don't listen to me because I'm a woman? But it isn't like this at all.
Discher got over her fears, and even though she'd never taught before, her guitar and music training came in handy.
Meine Mami ist niemals fremd.
It is great. It is really the best work ever. The students, they are listening. They really want to go to school. At the beginning, it was really the way that when they came to school, they just said, oh, Miss Discher, Miss Discher. And they really said they want to go. And weekend was bad because they couldn't go to school.
Ah, wie viele Leute. Ach, was wollen die heute?
Her students are from Afghanistan, Syria, and Chechnya. And they are the only non-German kids in the entire school. But they seem right at home in the cozy environment of this classroom.
Und drüber gehen dürfen heute Chatere.
After the songs and games, the teacher splits the class into smaller groups.
Romi rollt.
Rollt.
Romi.
We show them everything, how it works here. And later on, they can go to their classes, so they can make friends. That's the important thing, that they get a normal social life and not only the life over there in the shelter.
Later, the refugee children disperse into different classrooms around the school. I follow two second graders, Assad and Mohammed, upstairs to an English class. Assad is from Syria and Mohammed is from Afghanistan.
Good morning.
As the children around them chatter away fluently in German, the two refugee students try to keep up. Assad, the most talkative, cheerful student in the welcome class, suddenly becomes quiet and shy. Then their teacher begins speaking yet another foreign language.
There are some words that we have to talk about.
The teachers tell me all the kids get along. But in this mixed classroom, I see it's going to take some time for the German students to completely accept the new kids as peers.
Today we want to start something new, a new topic.
During activities, no one pairs up with the refugee kids until the teacher prompts them. At one point, Mohammed starts crying when he can't understand the question the teacher asks him. Today's lesson is on travel, and when the students start talking about their vacations in Spain, Greece, Italy, and New York, the refugee students are clearly left out. Assad raises his hand, but the teacher doesn't call on him.
Leah.
Okay.
None of this is easy, according to the school principal, Karen Korga.
Es ist eine große Verantwortung, auch Flüchtlingskinder in einer Schule zu unterrichten.
It is a big responsibility for the school to teach refugee children, she says. Nowadays, the teachers must be ready to differentiate very much during the lessons, because there are children of very different abilities all in the same classroom. Korga's been teaching for 2 decades, but this is all very new.
Aber es ist gleichzeitig auch eine große Freude.
She says, we are overjoyed to see how enthusiastic these children are to learn and how happy they are to come to school. Back in the bubble of the welcome class, teacher Caroline Discher tells me why she takes her new role seriously.
My job here is to show them how beautiful the world can be, that they are safe here. That's really important for the children. I really want to fight for them, to show them everything here, so that they really can get on. We have so intelligent kids here.
As I leave, one watercolor on her classroom window pane stands out above the rest. It's a rainbow painted in the colors of the German flag, with a smiling stick figure underneath. For the world, this is Sonja Narang, Kleinmachnow, Germany.
Ganz gemütlich setzt er einen vor den anderen Schuh und schwingt.